All right, welcome to your first exercise, practicing in-body awareness and presence. We are going to get started. Hopefully you have set up a uninterrupted space. It doesn't have to be totally quiet, just a little bit quiet. And you've remembered to silence your phone or gadgets. Take a minute to do that now if you haven't. And we're going to start with just allowing you to take a moment to get comfortable. Really notice what it is you need to be comfortable. If you need to stretch or wiggle, lay down, sit up, get a pillow or a blanket, go ahead and do that. If you're working with someone, also take a moment to look at each other and choose who will go first as the toucher at the end of this exercise. So remember who is going to be the toucher. All right, now that you're settled and comfortable, I want to invite you to come back to your body. Begin by taking deep breaths, a little deeper than normal, the kind that reach and expand in your belly. Let your jaw relax as you exhale. And try a few really loud exhales through your mouth, even if it feels a little silly. Or you might sigh or moan. It might sound silly. Just give it a try and let yourself use a little sound. And then we're going to return just to regular belly breaths. Anytime you might space out or get up in your head during this exercise, I want to challenge you, instead of judging yourself or thinking you're doing anything wrong or starting to kind of continue down that road of being in your head, I want to just invite you to come back to your breath and take some belly breaths, feel them in your stomach, feel the air coming through your nose, and just return to whatever we're doing as best you can. So right now, you're going to allow yourself to have whatever thoughts are in your brain. There may be worries, including about how to do this exercise, or just random thoughts. And we're just going to bring acceptance to that. You're human. It's okay. You're allowed to have thoughts. Just invite yourself to notice that they are concentrated in your head. And imagine your head is the attic at the top of the house of your body. It's just one part of the house. It's just the attic. It's one part of your body. And I invite yourself to walk down the stairs from the attic into the rest of the house, into your body, gently closing the door almost all the way on the attic. We'll leave a little crack so you can send any thoughts that arise back upstairs. And imagine walking down the stairs into your body with curiosity about what sensations might be here for you today. You may want to close your eyes if you haven't yet. Really feel yourself walking down the stairs from the attic of your head into the house of your body. Allow any sensations that are present for you today to just be here. We might notice physical ones, like pains or discomforts, or there might be pleasant sensations or neutral sensations, tingling, throbbing, pressure. Just notice that they're here. Notice any miscellaneous noises that your ears might experience, any smells that might be coming through your nose, just as simple sensory input. We're going to notice and allow any emotional sensations to be present also. None of these sensations are emergencies. You are alive and therefore okay. These are just sensations. So we'll just see if we can allow them and get curious about what's here for you in the house of your body today. And next we're going to start doing a bit of a scan and noticing what's present in each tiny part of your body. Starting with the tips of your toes, what can you feel? What can you feel in terms of air, pressure, sensation inside your toes, or from the air or the outside in? What can you feel on your calves, your knees? What sensation is present in your thighs? Even just the pressure of what you're sitting or laying on. What can you feel around your rear end, your butt, and your pelvis? What sort of sensations are present in your back? What about your belly? We'll bring awareness to your chest and see what might be there. You're going to allow yourself to notice your hands and your arms. What sensations might be there in the tips of your fingers? And if you're having trouble with this at any time, just see if you can ask this body part how you know that it's there. How do you know it's alive? Does it feel different than when it might be asleep? If you've ever had that feeling of sort of a dead limb, how do you feel different than that? So see if you can feel into what the aliveness feels like. What about in your underarms? On your neck? Your face? What sensations do you feel in your scalp? Take your time scanning through your body. If there was any place that felt hard to notice, let's go back there. Take a few breaths at each location that feels a little bit challenging to notice or receive. And bring curiosity to how your body feels in this moment. Are there any whispers of air running across your skin? Is there pressure from a chair or texture from a blanket? How do you know your body parts are here and part of you? How do you feel them? When you're ready, at your own pace, try opening your eyes and bringing the awareness of your whole body with you into the present moment. Sometimes when we open our eyes, we start getting back in our heads, but I want to invite you to see if you can stay connected to your body, even just a little bit more than normal. Then if you have a partner with you, if you're comfortable with it, look them in the eyes. And if you're alone, try using your mirror and looking yourself in the eyes and seeing if you can bring that connection you have with your whole body, the awareness you have of all your body sensations with you while you're looking at someone else or yourself in the eyes. See if you can stay connected to your own body sensations. And we're going to stay with the eye gaze for a few more breaths. And then, if you're working with a partner, give each other a nod if it's okay to start with touch. If you're with yourself, you can choose whenever it feels good to you. And we're going to work on staying connected, everybody in themselves, to your own body sensations while we offer or receive touch with a partner or with ourselves while we do both with ourselves. So in this case, if you are the person who decided to be the first toucher, your challenge will be to stay really connected with your own body sensations of touching, the feeling in your fingertips when you touch your partner, the sensations that your hands feel from their skin. And if you're the receiver, staying present in how that touch feels on you. And we'll take another few breaths to offer this light touch on ourselves or with our partners. And then change roles if you're working with a partner. If you're working with yourself, try changing hands and maybe the body part that you're touching. And now again, as the toucher, focusing on staying connected to your own body sensations, the feeling of skin on your fingertips, the warmth of a body on your hand, and how the rest of your body is responding or feeling. Which could have nothing to do with the touch or everything to do with it. And as the receiver, staying present with your sensations in your body, whether the sensations of the touch you're receiving or the sensations that you notice coming from other parts of your body. And the same thing if you're playing solo. So just notice how it feels to be present in your body while touching your partner. While offering touch, how does it feel different than maybe a normal experience when you have first primed yourself with being very present in your body? And how does it feel to receive touch when someone else is very connected to themselves? For solo players, how does it feel to be in both roles while connected to your body? How does it feel to touch versus receive touch? And can you tell the difference in your hand and your fingers? All right, that's it for this one today. We'll see you in the reflection worksheet and next time. Enjoy.